This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. RTD is revamping its bus network next year. CPR's Nathaniel Miner got a first glimpse of what that might look like.
For years, you could take an RTD bus to and from small towns like Lyons, Nederland, and Evergreen for the price of a fancy cup of coffee. But that might soon change. RTD expanded its service for much of the last decade, but the agency says its revenues didn't grow quickly enough to pay for it all. And now the coronavirus has cut its income even further. So RTD is trying to decide how to trim back to make its budget more sustainable. Draft service plans show cuts to many routes in the far reaches of RTD's 2,000-mile square district. Kate Williams is an RTD board member.
It is apparent that we can't continue to provide the extensive service that we are providing now without some partnership from local governments.
Partnerships, meaning those local governments would pay more for local service. A handful of cities and counties already do that to some extent, like in Boulder. Transit is key to that area's bigger goals of reducing traffic and air pollution. And Boulder County Commissioner Elise Jones says they're still waiting for a train line RTD promised 16 years ago.
And so if RTD is going to turn around and say, actually, we need you to pay more, and we're still not going to deliver on past promises, that is not a good starting place for a conversation.
Some areas could actually get more frequent service. The board is looking at a handful of scenarios that each emphasize something different. One would keep buses going out to the fringes, even if they aren't full. Another would focus on denser areas, where more people would ride. Or RTD could prioritize low-income areas and minority communities, places where ridership has stayed high even during the pandemic. But RTD can't afford to do it all. Angie Rivera-Malpietti chairs the agency's board.
It is sobering, but for me, it's also a time of hope and the time that we can really think about the good of the entire region as we move together.
The pandemic has kept ridership low for months. RTD's leaders will have to make this big decision, not knowing exactly when more passengers will return. But it can't afford to wait too long to find out. They're scheduled to vote this fall. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Metro Denver has highs today in the 90s, and it will be warmer tomorrow all across the state. Temperatures rising over the next couple of days. This is CPR News.